So, age 11 was a very, very pivotal time for me. A lot of stuff happened at age 11. I think that's when my mind kind of snapped into being a grown-up, because a lot of grown-up things happened in my life around this time. My second sister was born, and you know, things started to go a little downhill again, but in a different way, because my mother tried to get herself together, and she went to rehab in Alabama. And she left, and my mother did a phenomenal job getting herself together, living the life of a clean and sober person. And I was truly happy, but not really though, because when she left me with my stepdad's family. And a lot of scenarios, I wasn't very comfortable there. You know what I'm saying? It was implied that I was just a house guest. You know, I didn't ever feel at home there. It was a lot of good times there, but at age 11, I decided to run away from there. I was going to school from there, and one day I just didn't want to go, so I went missing for like a week. I was doing anything I could to survive. I had like a couple of places I could go and chill out, I guess. And I was pretty crafty when it came to things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times I was able to use my situation to my advantage. You know what I'm saying? Like, tell somebody what was going on and, you know, play the sympathy card. You know what I'm saying? So, that, you know, transpired for about a week. And eventually, I end up talking to my aunt. You know what I'm saying? And I end up going back to my aunt and my grandmother's house. And that's where I was living while my mother was in rehab. And things were great there. I was back in the family structure. I was back, you know, doing things at a time. You know what I'm saying? Lunch will be at this time. Dinner will be at this time. Gotta go to bed and get ready for school and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? But in my mind, I was missing my mother. You know what I'm saying? And I was doing stuff to lash out at people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would do just little rebellious shit. You know what I'm saying? Just, I guess, because I could do it. You know what I'm saying? I was hurting, but you know what I'm saying? There was no excuse for some of the stuff that I was doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was going to little stores and stealing all their candy and going to school selling it. You know what I'm saying? Just ridiculous stuff. You know what I'm saying? And like when I was staying out there, I had made a lot of friends, and I had, you know, just fabricated a whole bunch of lies to perpetrate my life like I was living as well as them. You know what I'm saying? Because they, my aunt and my grandmother, they had a nice house out in the Raleigh area in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? And it was a swimming pool in the backyard, and man, it was a great big house. You know what I'm saying? It was the biggest house that I had stayed in at that point in life. So, you know, I was trying to impress these guys, you know what I'm saying, with the things that I had. And just so happened, within this time, one of my cousins had went to jail. And, you know, not to tell his business or anything like that, but he had that money. And he had like probably $5,000-$6,000 worth of clothes in his closet. All from the cleaners. I'm talking about every single thing that was in that closet was either brand new or from the cleaners. And, you know, I was a kid with nothing. So it started small. I had wore a pair of shoes of his to school. You know what I'm saying? Because it just so happened I had some big ass feet as a young man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like 11 years old wearing a size 11 in men's. You know what I'm saying? So it was ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I wore a pair of his shoes. Them jumps were fresh. I had a couple of little outfits I had came with or whatever. But, you know, this man had all name brand stuff in this joint. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but Tommy Hilfiger, Polo. All this kind of stuff, man. I'm talking about Jabot. Just everything that was hot, I'm talking about, he had it. So it trickled down, like, you know, it was a shirt here now and again and everything, you know what I'm saying? And my aunt, you know, she instantly was like, hey, stay the fuck out this man clothes, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's not yo shit, stay out of this man shit, you know what I'm saying? But trying to keep up this lifestyle that's not mine in the first place, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm popping out every day with new shit, and people don't understand how this shit is happening, you know what I'm saying? It look like I said dope or some shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, a young little skinny kid with my nothing but Polo and Tommy and all this stuff, you know. And I mean, it was cool. I guess everybody assumed that I was cool when I stayed out there. And then my mother got out of rehab, you know what I'm saying? And she hit the fan for me. You know, people find out I was perpetrating a fraud. My cousin got out of jail and was extremely pissed. I mean, pissed to the point where we didn't speak again till we were adults. You know what I'm saying? Like at a funeral, you know what I'm saying? That's how deep. That's how mad that man was at me, you know what I'm saying, for wearing all his clothes and things. But, you know, I guess no one could understand what I was going through at that time, and that shit was just wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm grown as fuck. I know how much it costs to get dry cleaning, and I know how much shit costs now. And that shit was just wrong, despite, you know, whatever I was going through as a child. You know what I'm saying? But 11 was deep. I lost my virginity at 11. You know what I'm saying? Out here perpetrating a fraud. You know what I'm saying? The girl thought I was 14 years old, like her. You know what I'm saying? I had no earthly clue on what the fuck I was doing. And, you know, and it went down. You know what I'm saying? You know, I knew what to do, but I didn't know what I was doing, truly. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but mom got out of rehab and, you know, things were cool at first. You know what I'm saying? But shit started getting real hectic then, man. You know, I couldn't control my emotions like then at all because I was a little bit older. I felt like she betrayed me by leaving me, period. Regardless to her addiction or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm her child. You know what I'm saying? Why would you leave me? You know what I'm saying? I resented her. Me and her got into a couple of arguments. And I said out loud that I hate her. I said this shit to my own mama. Out loud. You know what I'm saying? Hurt me to my soul. You know what I'm saying? I know it hurt her. And she said she hate me too. You know what I'm saying? That's how I know it hurt. Because if a grown person lash out and say the same thing that you said, you know what I'm saying? Just to get back at you, that shit hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because I could only imagine if one of my children told me they hate me. You know what I'm saying? That's probably would be my response. You know, back. Because, I mean, what else can you say to a person that say that they hate you? You know what I'm saying? You can't really respond. So, man. I didn't know how much I really loved my mother until this one day. My mother had been gone for 2 weeks. My mother, it was a Friday night. My stepfather had worked all week. And, you know, we had started building us a little ritual. You know what I'm saying? They would go to Broadway Pizza here in Memphis and get a pizza. You know what I'm saying? And we would, you know, eat that joint and, you know, chill out for the night. So that was the plan. Man, she got on down, man. You know, and like the night of it, I just was like, something happened or something. You know what I'm saying? Because I know this lady ain't finna just bounce out, you know what I'm saying, like this again, you know, after all this time. You know, I thought she had learned her lesson or something. You know what I'm saying? And man, lo and behold, this lady was gone for 2 weeks. I mean, not a peep. I'm talking about physically, we out here looking for this lady. You know what I'm saying? This lady ain't dropped no word nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It's like every place we were going, she had just left. You know what I'm saying? And it was aggravating. It was aggravating to the point where I felt my stepdad. I felt his pain. But when my mom decided to come home this day, he decided to haul off and hit this lady with a cast iron skillet. And let me remind you, my mother is 100 pounds, you know. And in that instant, it was no longer about her being gone. You know what I'm saying? He could have killed her. And I attacked that man. I attacked that man with everything in my soul, man. Everything in my 11-year-old body. And it wasn't enough. I hit that man with my full everything. You know what I'm saying? I can't even think of no anime term right now. You know what I'm saying? But I hit that man with my full everything. Man. That man just sucked that shit up and choked me out. Choked me damn near to death. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, I literally was at my last breaths. You know what I'm saying? But I would defend that lady with my life. That's how I knew that this love for this lady, no matter what the fuck she done to me, would never fade or die or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? This man tried to kill me, man, behind me trying to defend my mother. And after all this shit was said and done, she was mad at me. In that moment, when she became mad at me, I no longer gave a fuck about none of their business. I think in that moment, I became an adult right then at age 11. It wasn't no more turning back. I no longer cared what happened to nobody but me. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I got in my mind that if in the event that some dope was to ever touch my hands, I was gonna sell me some of it. Straight up. Simply because if a person could sell some dope to the person that I love the absolute most and not care, I'ma sell me some and give me some money. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna care about any of these folks. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, in that same moment, I had, like, a vision in my head, man, of, like, the movies that I seen when I was young. All these folks getting all this money and things. And then things became real different for your boy. You know what I'm saying? And I never blamed anybody for the decisions that I made since age 11. I made my own choices. I made my own decisions from that point on. I never blamed any of my folks for any of the doings of me. Because from age 11, when this lady told me that I was out of order for trying to protect her, that was it.
in a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school. Filled with the Lord of glory. He learned the whole story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things